Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's a new day. Donald Trump elected President of the United States. And Washington is in shock. It wasn't supposed to turn out this way. Clinton was supposed to win. A year and a half ago, Donald Trump opened his campaign predicting, and I quote, "I will make America great again," end of quote. And throughout the campaign, the mainstream media never let up on their criticism of Trump. No question about it, he did say some things that got him into a lot of trouble. And in spite of those mistakes, he stood up for the common man, and they stood behind him. The know-it-all elite never let up on their attacks. And with all the negative rhetoric, Trump's loyal supporters remained committed. And then they voted. So where do we go from here? President-elect Trump said that we need to come together as one united people. "I intend to be president for all Americans," end of quote. I think he can do this better than Hillary ever could. Trump doesn't owe anyone anything. He's not beholden to anyone. He was his own man throughout the campaign and paid for most of it himself. He's not an ideologue. Somehow, some way, the immigration issue will be dealt with, and he'll have a Republican House and Senate to work with. However, I do expect Democrats to have considerable influence, and I think Trump will try to work with them. Trump believes in private enterprise and not a bigger government. He will nominate a conservative for the Supreme Court. The Obama government overreach of regulations will come to an abrupt halt. The Trump policy team said that they thought the next EPA director should have a farm background. Now, wouldn't that be novel? Will Obamacare be repealed? Probably not, but it certainly needs to be changed. The change will be less government, not more. And on the question of trade and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I don't think it'll be passed in the lame duck session now. Trump will insist that it be improved. Who will Trump choose for Secretary of Agriculture? He has a powerful, impressive list of ag team leaders to choose from. As effective as the ag team was in helping to bring in the rural vote for Trump, I believe that agriculture will have a very strong voice in the Trump administration. And I'm going to close with what I think is the quote of the day made by a mainstream media expert. And he said, "We can't predict anything." Okay, until next week, I am John Block from Washington.